Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
We played a little bit of Christmas music a few moments ago. You might be wondering why. Well, the reason, it's 100 days to Christmas. And already the selection boxes are out. They're on the shelves in many of the big retailers at the moment. I noticed even some Christmas shops are already opened. The Christmas baubles, the decorations, they're there, they're up for sale. And you might ask, when is too soon to start the Christmas festivities? Damien O'Reilly is a lecturer in retail management at the TU Dublin. Damien, why are retailers already stocking the Christmas items? Why are they out in the shelves even before Halloween?
Good afternoon, Andrea. It's happening on a consistent basis over the last number of years. And what's happened, if you go back to the Celtic Tiger era, when we had around 2000 to 2008, you know, we didn't have sales before Christmas, really. They were limited. And the kind of November is kind of the quiet month for retailers. So this kind of golden period, as they call it, the golden quarter, where the sales go up dramatically coming up towards Christmas, has changed since 2008. You know, once the recession hit, retailers started having sales before Christmas to get rid of stock. So 2008, 9 and 10 kind of created this habit. And what's happened then since COVID is people have become more conscious about the discretionary income that they have and how they spend it. And what they're doing is they're being more, they're shopping more often, but they're not spending as much in each shop, but they're shopping more frequently. So overall sales are going up. But people are very much conscious since COVID of how they spend their money and where they spend their money and making sure that they don't spend money unwisely. So, the retailers, for example, now are, what's also happened is here in Ireland, to this side of the Atlantic, is we have Black Friday, which is only kind of been a recent phenomenon,
yeah,
and Cyber Monday. And now we're going to have the second Amazon Prime Day, I'm sure, sometime in October. So basically, people are already, you know, checking out what they want to buy before Christmas. You know, and if you look online, I know we had the Oasis dynamic pricing, but if you look and see dynamic pricing for
toys at the moment. One way you could describe it, all right.
Yeah, so it's there, and, you know, people are taking advantage of it at the moment and buying early when they have money.
So we are to blame then as consumers for the fact that the Christmas stock and items are already out in some of the shelves, Damien, because there's people buying it.
Well, people are buying it, but, you know, things like Black Friday, where you've got huge sales, you've got Amazon Prime, huge discounts as well. You know, Cyber Monday, huge discounts, all in October, November. So you're bringing back the period when people would have spent coming up to the last couple of weeks, coming up to Christmas. So, you know, sales for Christmas products have gone up significantly in September, October, November.
When you say Christmas products, do you mean decorations and the likes?
But stuff that you might buy as presents for Christmas. The grocery sector, for example, you can see supermarkets like Tesco, for example, they're launching delivery slots earlier for Christmas than they did previously. Companies are buying more turkeys because, you know, the cost has been significant prices in increases in the hospitality, with the VAT going back up last year. And then, you know, Retail Ireland suggesting that there's a 20% increase in wages with the increase in the minimum cost and the pension. So that means that we're not going to eat out as much over Christmas period, because the cost of hospitality and restaurants has gone up significantly. So people are going to shop in the grocery stores for turkeys and other stuff that they might buy for Christmas. And they're going to have more celebrations, in-house, and get celebrate more together and spend more time with friends and family. And that means that they're buying early for Christmas. So, you know, in the UK, for example, we can see that the likes of M&S and their mince pies are already selling out fast, the Christmas pies. So those kind of things are happening already.
It's interesting, though, when you see the actual Christmas shops, Damien, that some of them have already opened and the music is there. And I had to laugh yesterday. Like, they were packed.
Yeah.
Wedged.
Well, you know what, people like, as a leisure activity, shopping is very popular, especially at the weekends and Sunday, when people kind of window shop and maybe not buy as much. But I mean, there's a lot of people who go to the shopping centres or go into town to Grafton Street area or Henley Street area, and they'll browse and look at stuff for coming up to Christmas. And it's an ideal time for these pop-up shops to start. You know, they probably have a 3-month window where they can make sales. And
well, that's the thing, isn't it? If you're in the retail business, there's only a short period to make your money.
Well, exactly. Yeah. Well, that's why the bigger retailers want to spread spread it out over a period of over a longer period, because it's easier to roster staff and so on and not have just huge sales on one day.
Yeah.
So they want to kind of just bring it out. So, you know, you'll see some of the retailers, the likes of Brand Thomas or Arnott's, for example, they'll have maybe a sale in the shoe department or the leisure wear department, you know, for one weekend only. And, you know, so they're trying to spread the sales out rather than have a sale in the whole of the store over the period of the Christmas period.
I often wonder who is actually buying selection boxes at this stage, considering we're only in the middle of September. But I'm sure there'll be some listeners who'll get in touch and tell me that they are the guilty party.
Well, not necessarily. So retailers are getting better at predicting how shoppers shop, you know, and retailers have been using the traditional AI techniques for pattern detection, forecasting, predicting promotions and so on. So for years. But the new generation, generative AI, has allowed them to be kind of change those processes and bring more innovation, you know, price promotions, forecasting, better forecasting and recommendations. Like, you know, when you order your selection box or when you buy your selection box, that's already been ordered last January. So, you know, if you take the retailers, you know, the suppliers, the likes of Cadbury's, will say, come up to you on January and say, how many did you sell last year? Last Christmas just gone. And you'd say, I sold X amount. And they'll say, well, we sell X amount plus whatever the prediction is for next year.
Yeah.
So they're already been, you know, put into the supply chain over a year. So there's kind of a long lead time on those. So basically, the selection boxes have been ready since July, August, September.
Stop.
And they want to get them out.
Yeah, I just couldn't believe what even today when I heard that it was already just 100 days to Christmas. It'll absolutely fly in. John is with us on the line, though. John, I believe you are already well prepared for it.
Sorry, Andrea. Yeah. Andrea, I start in January sales.
So you've already your shopping done?
Well, I haven't got it all done, but I'd say I've 60, 70% of it done. You know, you get Christmas gifts in January reduced, so you buy them, and then all through the year, you know, you see something, or you might even see something online on Amazon, you say, that'd be nice for such and such a person, and you get it. So I hope I'll be 99% there in October.
And what if you're buying stuff that they don't want?
They always want what I get.
you've a good read off them. So you're buying in the January sales for next year. It's a great idea.
Yeah, but you know, I have an idea what people are into, what they like. And if I see something.
Yeah, you pick it up then.
So I don't want to spend December running around.
I know. You don't want to be like me on the day before Christmas Eve.
Yeah, no, I've heard you before, yeah. But and even like I have loads of time off. Well, I do a week on and a week off. You know, so it's not like I'll be under pressure in December.
Yeah.
I could do shopping.
You like to get it out of the way.
I don't want to waste my time doing it. I just want it done.
It sounds like a genius idea. I just know that I imagine the majority of our listeners would never be that organised.
Yeah, but, you know, then you're not under pressure. You know, you might buy one or two things a month and something else the following month. And you're not going in to try and buy presents for 10 different people.
Yeah.
And somebody I work with told me, he goes in on Christmas Eve and he ends up coming out with gift cards because he can't pick anything.
Yeah, that's exactly what I do, John. Yeah. Are you sure that wasn't me you didn't have that conversation with? No. Do you ever forget where you put the stuff though, where you hide it?
No, it all goes in the box room.
It's all there, you know where it is.
Yeah, and even kind of maybe November or something like that, I'll get the gift bags out, the reusable type, and I'll start putting the presents in and put the tags on them so I know, because I've so many presents bought so far ahead to try and remember who I bought them for. But yeah, it's a doddle.
It's a great idea, Damien, isn't it, if you could be that organised?
Yeah, and well, like people are more organised than they were. As I said, like they're shopping more frequently, but they're spending less. So there have been more discretion. The discretionary income that they have has been spent more judiciously than they would have previously. You know, COVID had a big impact on consumer behaviour. And on what's important for the, you know, we don't want to throw stuff away, kind of that, you know, that circular economy that we have. So you'll see a lot more, you know, pre-loved and pre-owned stuff for sale as well coming up to Christmas now.
It's absolutely fascinating. John, I'm so impressed with your organisational skills. Thanks a million for getting in touch with us. Also, Damien O'Reilly there, lecturer in retail management at TU Dublin.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. weekdays at midday on News Talk.